Sammy's Scriptures by Jill Jensen, based on a true story. My soul delighteth in the Scriptures, and my heart pondereth them. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15. Sammy liked to memorize Scriptures. He couldn't read yet, but he already knew 6 articles of faith and many verses from the Book of Mormon and Bible. Mom wrote a scripture on a card and drew a picture on the back to help Sammy remember. Sammy knew scriptures about the Savior, gratitude, service, the stripling soldiers, and Nephi. He felt good inside because he was learning the scriptures. One Sunday, before primary opening exercises, Sammy waited reverently on the CTR 5 bench beside his teacher, Sister Taylor. He folded his arms and listened to the music. Then he heard Sister Hunter, the primary president, talking to Sister Taylor.
"I just found out the boy who was going to give the scripture is sick today,"
Sister Hunter said.
"I'm going to see if an older child can read a scripture for us on short notice."
Sammy quickly thought about all the scriptures he knew.
"I can give a scripture today,"
he told Sister Hunter.
"That would be great, Sammy,"
Sister Hunter said.
"Can Sister Taylor help you find and read a scripture?"
"I don't need any help,"
Sammy said. Sister Hunter and Sister Taylor looked surprised.
"Are you sure?"
Sister Taylor asked.
"I have lots of scriptures memorized,"
Sammy said.
"I just learned a scripture about King Benjamin. I could say that one."
"Okay,"
Sister Hunter said.
"Will you please come sit up front?"
Sammy felt his heart beat faster as he walked to the front of the room and sat down. He was a little nervous, but he was confident he could say the scripture. After singing Book of Mormon stories, Sister Hunter said that Sammy would give the scripture. Sammy walked to the pulpit and stood on the step stool. He took a deep breath and then spoke into the microphone.
Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God.
Sammy stepped down and went back to his seat, smiling the whole way. A warm feeling came over him. He was grateful that he had helped Sister Hunter in primary, and he was grateful that even though he couldn't read, he could still learn the scriptures.
Sidebar: become acquainted with the lessons the scriptures teach. President Thomas S. Monson.
End of the story. Sammy's Scriptures.